today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to our voice from Iran. In this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, during his ghaibah or occultation.
It's yet another day, feeling all alone. Without your presence, I just can't go. My eyes are searching for you everywhere. After the end of the Friday prayer, O son of Hassan, my beloved Imam of the talking Quran, accept my salam.
First, we open the calendar. 18th of Shaban, Wednesday, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Esfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Chapter Baqarah and verse 148, then we learn about one important point of that.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walikullin wijhatun huwa muwalliha fastabiqul khayrat aynama takunu ya'ti bikumullahu jami'a inna allaha 'ala kulli shay'in qadir.
For each religious following is a direction toward which it faces. So race to all that is good. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you forth for judgment altogether. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
With reference to the verse, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says that this verse points to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. Imam Baqir says that in reality, this verse refers to those 313 companions of Imam al-Mahdi who will in a single moment gather around him like moths gather around the glow of fire between Rukn and Maqam and pay allegiance to him.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
About benefits of Imam al-Mahdi during his ghaibah, we spoke during the last episode. Allah never left a human on the earth without his representative. At the time of the prophets, the Hujjah were the prophets. Now that there will be no prophet after Prophet Muhammad, the Hujjah is his living Ahlul Bayt, at each era till the day of resurrection. The necessity of the existence of a Hujja on the earth follows that this world will end when the last Imam passes away. The Messenger of Allah said, "The stars are amnesty for the inhabitants of the heavens, and if the stars go away, become non-existent, the inhabitants of the heavens will be destroyed. And my Ahlul Bayt are amnesty for the inhabitants of the earth. And if my Ahlul Bayt go away, all die, the inhabitants of the earth will be destroyed."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the benefits of the hidden Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The spiritual guidance of the Imam, his very existence is wisdom and grace in the wise divine system necessitating his existence. From the words of the infallibles, peace be upon them all, it is understood that not only the emergence of the universe, but also the continuation of the certain system is due to the existence of the holy lights of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, in such a way that the continuation of the existence of beings without one of them is impossible. It should be noted that scholars and scientists have proven the principle of other possibilities' dependence on the Imam and its nature and similar issues in their place with sufficient reasons. As it is proven by revelation and the news of those connected to the unseen world, based on the information they provide, even if there is no independent rational reason, we believe in what they report, because there is no more reliable and convincing way than revelation and the news of prophets and their successors to investigate such topics, especially their details. Numerous narrations have pointed to the reality that the universe was created by the blessings of the pure light of the infallibles. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addressing the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alaihi wasallam, said, "O Ali, if it were not for us, Allah Almighty would not have created Adam and Eve, nor paradise and hell, nor heavens and earth."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Practice good ethics. This is one of our important roles as we wait for Imam's reappearance. Islam as a comprehensive way of life encompasses a complete moral system that is an important aspect of its worldview. Islam holds that moral positions are not relative and instead defines a universal standard by which actions may be deemed moral or immoral. God addresses Prophet Muhammad when he says in the Holy Quran, "You have attained a great moral standard." And the Prophet himself says, "I was sent to complete the system of high ethics." Ethics has a major impact on all walks of life and is part of human nature. If we do not practice good ethical values, then we will not be welcomed among the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
Ya Abu Saleh, 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 Ya Abu Saleh,
حسن روحي فداك حتى ترانا ونراك فليس محبوبي سواك فليس محبوبي نال حسن روحي فداك.
One interesting question, where is Imam al-Mahdi now? Imam al-Mahdi disappeared in 260 when he became Imam. The last time that he was seen was in the cellar of his father's house in Samarra in Iraq. That is why it's rumored regarding Shia that they believe al-Mahdi is in the cave. Shia do not believe that Imam al-Mahdi is in the cave or cellar. He was just seen there for the last time. He can be anywhere Allah wishes. However, one thing is clear that he lives on the earth among people while people do not perceive. If that cellar has become famous as cellar of occultation or Sardab al-Ghaiba, it is because it was made so by the non-Shia sources. There is no mention of such name by the Shia scholars.
Another beautiful hadith from the Imam alayhi salam states, "Ruhbanun bil layl, liyuthun bil nahar." At night, they're worshippers. They turn to their Lord. But during the day, they're lions. They're not lazy. They're active. You see them at the forefront of every act of goodness. When it comes to charity, they're the best of the best. When it comes to community service, they're the best of the best. When it comes to helping humanity, they're the best of the best. When it comes to their profession, they're the best of the best. لِيُؤْثُن بِالنَّهَارِ, they're lions during the day. And by using the word lion, the Imam alayhi salam is actually bringing our mind to their self-confidence and the strength of their identity. One problem that we have, our dear youth, is that some of us suffer from low self-esteem, especially when it comes to our Islamic identity. According to some studies, unfortunately, many Muslim youth, they hide their Islamic identity. Sometimes they're ashamed to say that I'm a Muslim and I'm a follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib. I'm a follower of Ahlul Bayt. The companions of the Mahdi are active, they're successful, but at the same time, they have the strongest of identities because they know they have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I have my Lord, what else do I need? I am connected to the source of all power in the universe. They feel that power coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feel proud in a humble way that you follow the path of truth, my dear brothers and sisters. What are you ashamed about? Look at people out there in society. They come out with all types of moral corruption and they are proud of it. And I have to feel ashamed for following the Quran, the book of Allah, for following God's greatest messenger, for following the shining stars of Ahlul Bayt. Be a lion. Be out there. Be courageous. Because you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That was all for this episode of today's special under the topic of benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior during his ghaibah. Thank you very much for listening to us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Wassalam.